Catch 22 is one of those rare books that's so successful its title has taken on a meaning of its own. As in Catch 22, a no-win situation, damned if you do, damned if you don't. The novel has sold more than 10 million copies since it was published half a century ago. The play has been much less successful. Until now. NPR's Ari Shapiro has the story from London.
In one sense, Catch 22 feels made for the stage. The World War II novel is intensely verbal. One reviewer in 1961 famously complained that the book didn't seem to have been written, quote, "Instead, it gives the impression of having been shouted onto paper. Even the audiobook sounds like a movie without the sound effects."
"Don't interrupt!"
"Yes, sir."
"And say sir when you do," ordered Major Metcalf.
"Yes, sir."
"Weren't you just ordered not to interrupt?" Major Metcalf inquired coldly.
"But I didn't interrupt, sir," Clevenger protested.
"No! And you didn't say sir, either. Add that to the charges against him."
It's true that Heller had an unusual gift for dialogue.
Brandeis University professor Stephen Whitfield has written about Joseph Heller's Catch-22.
He said that he had no capacity to depict what, for example, the natural world or natural activity would be like. His real gift in that sense is indeed for the oddities of the way human beings communicate with one another.
So the verbalness of the book makes it perfectly suited for translation to the stage or screen. Virtually everything else about the book makes it a beast. The characters are two-dimensional and they number in the dozens. The plot jumps forwards and backwards in time. The scenes feel almost hallucinatory. Despite those challenges, a 1970 movie of Catch-22 was a critical hit. A New York Times reviewer called it the best American film I've seen this year. Alan Arkin plays Yossarian, the World War II bomber pilot who doesn't want to fly any more missions.
"He has to be crazy to keep flying after all the close calls he's had."
"Then why can't you ground him?"
"I can, but first he has to ask me."
"That's all he's got to do to be grounded?"
"That's all."
"And then you can ground him?"
"No, then I cannot ground him." "There's a catch."
"A catch?"
"Sure, Catch-22. Anyone who wants to get out of combat isn't really crazy, so I can't ground him."
The theater director Rachel Chavkin saw that movie when she was in high school.
The movie is one of my favorite films.
And she had already been obsessed with the book.
I mean, I remember being like seven and my mom talking about General Shyskoff.
What would she say when you were seven about General Shyskoff?
The being surrounded by these people gone mad with ambition and the idea that if you have a desk, you have power.
Fast forward to the present day, and Chavkin is now the acclaimed artistic director of a Brooklyn theater company. When she heard that a friend of hers in England wanted to mount a production of Catch-22 for the Northern Stage Theater Company.
And I basically threw myself at him and said, "Oh, you should let me adapt it because I've read that book many, many times."
He said yes, she came on board, and then they found out there's a catch. Joseph Heller wrote a theatrical adaptation of his own novel. Anyone who wants to put Catch-22 on stage has to use Heller's script, which has always been a total flop. Chavkin was undaunted. She has a reputation for doing experimental things with a script. Her plays tend to be physical, musical, and as she describes it, constantly on the brink of spiraling off into total chaos, which is a perfect description of Catch-22's bureaucratic, incompetent wartime world. In this production, nine actors play dozens of characters.
"They are trying to kill me!"
"Nobody's trying to kill you."
"Then why are they shooting at me?"
"They're shooting at everyone! They're trying to kill everyone!"
The actor Philip Arditi plays Yossarian, the bomber who doesn't want to fly any more missions. In rehearsals, Arditi identified a bit with his character. He knew that every previous production of this script had been a flop.
"I did feel like, you know, the artistic director of the Northern Stage had sent me on a mission to bomb. You know, and I was like, oh God, doesn't he understand I might die on that stage? Doesn't he understand?"
Opening night was in April, and then the reviews came out. One called it a brilliant production. Another said it mines the text for every nugget of tragicomic gold. After decades, it seems, someone finally managed to escape the catch. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.